Complementary Colors. Written by Kate Evans. Narrated by Emma Birnbach. Presented to you by Ace Audiobooks. Copyright 2009, Kate Evans. Reissued in 2018. Published by Coyote Greet Books. Printed in the United States of America. All rights are reserved. Chapter 1. Beautiful. I was craving something, but I wasn't exactly sure what. I wanted something new. I wanted something beautiful. My life was at a strange standstill, stagnant as the smoggy San Jose air. So I'd signed up for a poetry class. I'd been looking forward to it all week, but now, as I sat in a university classroom waiting for class to begin, I thought maybe I'd made a mistake. The students leaned on their desktops, talking to each other in the circle of desks, casual and comfortable in their jeans, while I sat stiffly in my work clothes, black blazer, pink blouse, dark nylons and black heels, my long brown hair pulled back in a clip. Sitting in the circle with us was Professor Alameda. I knew her name because it was printed on my class schedule. She had long gray hair and a craggy face, and the sleeves of her denim jacket were rolled up to reveal silver and turquoise bracelets. When she opened a folder, silence descended on the group. Just then, the classroom door creaked open. In walked two people, two women. They were unlike any two women I'd ever seen. They both had short dark hair, gelled into spikes, and they wore black leather jackets, baggy jeans, and black boots. It's hard to explain now why I didn't think lesbians right away, or dykes, but I didn't. It was 1992. Why would I have known any gay people? Or should I say lesbians? I did have an old college friend, Manny, who was gay, or so I assumed. He now lived in Massachusetts. He'd moved there with a guy I thought was his lover. But my life, not unlike many people's lives, was mostly filled with people like me. In my case, that meant straight people in their 20s and 30s who were dating or engaged or divorced. The lesbian world might as well have been taking place in Massachusetts while I lived my straight life in California. Until that moment, of course. I wasn't the only one staring at them. It seemed everyone did. The two women had made a rather dramatic entrance, coming in late on the first day, walking in like they were one person split in two. For women, they took up a lot of space, with their spiky hair and bulky leather jackets and big boots shining with silver buckles. They sat in the two empty seats right next to the professor. The desks seemed too small for their bodies, their energy. They leaned back, knees apart, feet planted like men. "Sorry," said the taller one, three silver earrings glimmering in one ear and a smear of a tattoo on the back of her hand. Professor Alameda looked over at them, half-smiled, and placed her hand on the desk of the woman closest to her. She handed them each a syllabus with a certain ease, a sense of familiarity. "It's okay, we just started," she said, leaning forward in her desk and crossing her feet at the ankles. "I'm Vanessa Alameda. Please call me Vanessa. Not Professor. I don't like that stuff." Her voice was so low and gravelly I had to strain to hear her. "This class is about poetry, poetry, poetry. You will write a poem most weeks, beginning next week, as it says here." She tapped her finger on the syllabus. "You will bring copies for everyone. I don't want you to write a poem at the last minute. You should be writing it and thinking about it all week. A poem is a living thing. If you dash it off and bring it in dead, we'll know." She put her fist over her mouth and coughed a deep cough, her silver bracelets jangling. Anxiety grew in me. I'd have to write poems and bring them in fresh and vulnerable as kittens with their eyes sealed shut.